It's time to take care of some of your problems. That's what we're here for. The doctor is in. The shingle is out. 800-859-0957. By the way, for this program and then for the month of August, you'll be able to get a hold of us live. And after that, with Michigan State University football season starting up, it'll be email that will be the way that you'll connect with us. Now, the folks who are our affiliates, you folks, anytime can get hold of us through email, and we're delighted to have that. But the unique thing that's going on right now is that if you have a question about your computer, it may be about the operating system, it may be about hardware. You just heard a conversation, for instance, about printers and about something I have never learned before, which is using a wireless network without the internet for your printer. That's the kind of advice you can get here, and it comes from years of experience that both Gary and Ed Rudell, who are in the studio here, have, and some that I bring to it as well as I fumble along with things.
Well, the reason that we have so many answers is we've made those mistakes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, Ed, I was telling you a little as we were writing in today, Gary, that I learned about power connections inside of a desktop computer. I didn't know this. Some of you may have opened up your desktop computer, and you may have had to replace the power supply, which I did on Ginny's desktop a while back. I didn't realize when I did it that there are two different kinds of power connectors in there, Ed.
Well, there's more than that.
Well,
there's
more than that, pardon me. Yes.
Four, but...
The two that I refer to now, as one is the IDE power supplies,
those are the old-fashioned ones.
They're kind of like, they got three prongs in them most of the time.
Those are actually newer ones.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But yes, that's one type.
Okay. You got that type. And then there's the SATA power connectors, which usually are flatter, right?
Yes.
Like black and flat. Well, the DVD drive in my wife's computer runs on one of those SATA power drives. I had not connected it.
Oh, so when you replaced your power supply.
When I replaced the power supply.
You connected everything up, and you're like, you're good. You closed it up and never realized that your DVD was never powered up.
And when I went to put a DVD into it to get the drivers for a new internet wireless connector there, I couldn't get it running. So I opened the box up and looked in, and sure enough, I had not gotten the right connector. So now I know the difference between the two of those.
So did you take the connector off the hairdryer like I told you?
No.
So that would have worked.
Oh, really? No kidding. Oh, my goodness. All right. We've got Ben calling us from Rochester Hills. Let's get out there and see if we can help him with his problem. Hi, Ben. Welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hi. How you doing?
Very good, sir. Good. What can we do for you?
I've got a software program called Direct Connect Plus Plus. Mm-hmm. And it's actually called DC++.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to Ultra TV with WoW,
mm-hmm.
and I can no longer run it in active mode. I can run in passive. I share old-time radio programs.
Yeah, yeah.
30s through the 60s.
Yeah.
And it's just a file-sharing program is all it is.
Oh, okay.
But for some reason or other, I can't get it to accept the channels that I need open.
Oh, you mean like the port numbers? Because usually a lot of these programs for sharing, like torrents, require specific port numbers. And have you called? I mean, so there's probably nothing illegal about this because most of the software
copyright.
Is all copyright and it's public domain stuff.
Yeah, that's all public domain.
But
yeah.
What's happening is probably your new internet provider is blocking those ports. So the only thing that has changed is your internet service provider. Did they give you a new wireless router or anything along those
they
lines?
Gave me a new modem when they gave me the Ultra TV.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running this for 10 years.
Right.
So have you contacted...
And because my wife wanted to give me a gift, I can't get into active mode anymore.
Oh. So have you contacted your new...
I contacted WoW and they even sent somebody out and... Whoever they sent out says, we don't know anything about that stuff.
Okay. So was it a new computer or was it a new internet service provider that your wife got you?
It's not a new internet service. It is WoW. I've had WoW for 10 years.
Okay. So you've had WoW for 10 years.
But I upgraded the Ultra TV.
So.
Which gives me everything except HBO and all that.
So I think there's a port conflict. Is what
I'm not arguing that point.
I'm not familiar with that. So just by upgrading your internet service package, if you will,
yes,
that it's now messed us
so
up.
So have you been able to unplug your new Ultra TV? and see if it'll work?
No, it's the package. It's just that what the services.
No, that's my. They gave me a new modem for this Ultra TV.
Oh, it's a new
okay,
modem.
Okay, so I have a DVR and all that junk with it now.
Yeah,
I got it.
And I can run in passive. I just can't run in active. And the thing of it is, most everybody else, what that means is only active people can access my files. I can only access their files. I can't access anybody that is passive.
So does the manufacturer of the software, obviously the software's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Have you specifically asked them to check if they're blocking these port numbers with this new service that you're subscribing to? And it sounds like you contacted them, but I'm not sure if they're getting the gist of it.
Well, I contacted WOW.
Yes, that's what I mean. So you've contacted WOW. They're saying, boy, no, we don't block those. And they sent someone to your house, and the person they sent said, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, everybody said that so far.
Okay, but basically, it's just a file sharing program. Now, if you were doing torrent, pretty much that's that 19-year-old snot, you know, his kid they sent to your house that's going to fix your cable. I bet you he'd know how to fix a torrent.
I don't have a problem with torrent.
What is the software again that you're...
DirectConnect Plus.
But it's called DC++. I'm looking it up myself, and I'm also seeing one of the headings that I saw on this was DC++ connection issues on my new hub. So somebody is having...
It's quite possible. Have you ever purchased a wireless router? Let me ask you that question.
I mean, you're running a Linksys right now.
Okay. So you're pretty sure that you're running the same Linksys that you ran before?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
The same router that I had running before.
New modem.
Allowed me to go passive and active.
Correct.
Before I switched to Ultra TV.
Right. I just want to make sure that you did not, some people don't know the difference between a router and they get a new modem. And the new modem actually has an integrated wireless router in there.
I know it does. Yeah, and mine does have an integrated router. But then what happened was I couldn't get the other computers in the house connected to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Now, Ben, let's just clarify again. In the active mode, which means you've identified somebody else who's got a DC,
or they have some kind of software. Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be DC++. It could be...
something compatible.
Yeah.
And if they're active, then you can't swap files, right?
That is not true. With active. I cannot with any passive users.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A passive user is somebody who is just out there and is not actively involved connecting.
I can see them identified here.
Yeah.
Got three hubs open.
Yes, I know. But what is the difference between an active and a passive user? That's, I guess, what we're asking.
An active user can download files from active or passive.
Okay.
They get them both.
Okay. And a passive user?
Can only get them from the active.
Okay, and you've been on this software still supported, and you've been talking with the manufacturer of the software, because obviously...
No, I have. Well, I've talked to WOW, my provider, but I've never talked to anybody with DC++.
I mean, obviously you have the software. That's might where you want to go next. They may provide a tool or a feature within the program that allows you to test something.
And by the way, Ben, I was noticing some forums, and to be honest with you, what's happened here is this is a product we haven't dealt with before, and we're doing our best to pick the information up here.
And I'm going to one of the forums right now, and there are other conflicts as well as the Direct Connect +++.
And that's what I
haven't found one specifically about that yet.
Well, what I would suggest, Ben, is this: since it's new to us as well, this particular issue, we'll go in and we'll do some digging in it, okay? And try to get back to you with some more information. I'll put you on hold so that Crystal can get your email address, and we'll try to get back in touch with you.
I appreciate it.
And actually, I want to talk to you a little bit, so stay on hold, please.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold right now. And then what we'll also do is that suggest to Ben that he would go to some of these forums and dig into it with people who know that system and
have the software. As a matter of fact, with some of the other problems, they're going back to the software manufacturer. So I think that's what he has to do.
Good. Hey, back with you and more of your questions. Lynn will be with you in just a moment.